Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where spiritual truth meets daily transformation. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I know who I play for. Today's episode is a gentle dismantling of one of the deepest lies we've ever been taught, that intellect is the highest form of knowing, that logic leads, that if it can't be explained, it can't be trusted. But I lived enough life and helped enough people to know that sometimes the deepest truth doesn't make sense. Sometimes your breakthrough comes before the data. Sometimes your instructions come in a whisper, not a blueprint. And if you don't trust, you'll keep needing permission to move. Because the truth is, intellect is the lowest form of knowing. The real knowing, it lives in your body. It lives in your spirit. It lives in the moment when you stop trying to understand and start allowing yourself to remember. Let's root today's message in Proverbs 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding. It's not that understanding is bad, but it's limited. You weren't asked to lean on it. You were asked to trust beyond it. Because divine intelligence doesn't always come with explanation. Sometimes it comes with presence. Sometimes it comes with a knowing you can't justify. Sometimes it's just there. And if you wait for your intellect to agree, you'll miss the moment. I've worked with a lot of brilliant women, women with degrees, credentials, with resumes that impress every room they walk into. And yet, I've seen the same pattern in all of them. Confusing second guessing with wisdom, mistaking perfectionism for power. One artist I work with has a gift. It's raw, powerful, deeply anointed. She'll be in the middle of a take that's pure flow, and then she'll pause and say, "I need to do it again. What if it wasn't good enough? Maybe I should try it the way someone else would." And I know where that's coming from. It's the voice of the intellect, not intuition, not knowing, because the intellect doesn't trust flow. It tries to fix it, even when there's nothing broken. I've said to her, "You don't correct what came through presence with performance. You don't edit flow to match someone else's version of perfect." And then there's another woman I worked with, a classically trained opera singer who now works as a brand strategist. She doesn't sing professionally anymore, but she's currently making some of the best music of her life. Why? Because she stopped performing for the judges. She stopped trying to get it right. But guess what? The old pattern, it followed her. Even in her brand strategy work, she was still caught in the loop of overanalyzing, overexplaining, overcorrecting, waiting for confirmation instead of trusting her clarity. Until she met me. And I helped her see you can be brilliant, accomplished, and experienced, and still stuck in a lower form of knowing. Because intellect is not the enemy, but it's not the authority either. True power lives in the part of you that doesn't need validation to trust your voice, that doesn't need someone else's framework to know what's true. And the truth is, you don't need to understand the miracle to walk in it. You just have to stop doubting what came through you in flow. Because every time you second guess your knowing, you delay your demonstration. And I'm not here to live delayed anymore. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. It doesn't say don't have understanding. It says don't lean on it. Because when you lean on something, it means you're relying on it as your foundation. And understanding, intellect, will only take you so far. The women I've worked with were brilliant, educated, strategic. They all had understanding in the world, but they were still stuck, still second guessing, still performing for approval, whether it was in the studio or in a branding pitch, because no matter how much they knew in their head, they didn't trust what was rising in their spirit. And this scripture says clearly, trust in the Lord with all your heart, not your mind, not your credentials, not your perfect outline, your heart. That means trusting what doesn't always make sense, trusting what moves through you in stillness, trusting what gets louder the quieter you become. Because God doesn't always explain the instruction before he sends it. Sometimes the direction comes before the understanding. Sometimes the download shows up without a diagram. And if you wait to understand it fully before you obey, you'll miss your miracle. So yes, your mind can help you navigate, but your knowing is what helps you create. And when I stopped leaning on what I was taught and started trusting what I carried, that's when everything changed. Neville Goddard said, "You must assume the feeling of the wish fulfilled." He didn't say, "You must understand the wish. You must break it down into steps. You must study it until it makes sense." He said, "Feel it, assume it, live from it." And this is why intellect, while useful, is not supreme. Because the deepest truths, the ones that shift your life, aren't processed through the mind. They're embodied through the spirit. Florence Govel Shin said, "Intuition is a spiritual faculty that does not explain, but simply points the way." That means if you're waiting for your mind to explain what your spirit already knows, you're going to be late to your own breakthrough. Because intellect needs proof. Intuition just knows. Intellect wants to gather more data. Intuition says, "Go now." Intellect says, "But how?" Intuition says, "This way." And here's the metaphysical truth. The subconscious is moved not by facts, but by feeling. It's not logic that reprograms your life. It's belief, emotion, repetition, embodiment. That's why some of the most intellectual people stay stuck, because they're trying to think their way into transformation. But the laws don't move on thought alone. They respond on being. And this is what I've come to trust above all. My best decisions didn't come from research. They came from resonance. I knew it. I felt it. And even if I couldn't explain it, God confirmed it after I moved. So I'm done trying to intellectualize what I was born to live. Because the truth doesn't always make sense, but when it's real, it sets you free. So let's do some reflections and a little bit of journaling. So I want you to take a deep breath. Now drop out of your head and into your knowing. So number one, where in your life have you delayed movement because it didn't make sense yet? What would have happened if you moved anyway? Number two, what's one decision you've been trying to figure out that your spirit already answered? What would it feel like to trust it instead of analyzing it? Number three, how has perfectionism or the need to get it right blocked your creative flow? Where are you still performing instead of expressing? Number four, have you been sourcing your version of excellence from other people's standards? What does your soul version of excellent feel like? Number five, where do you rely on intellect to protect you from risk? And what might shift if you allowed your intuition to lead instead? Number six, think of a time when you followed your knowing without a clear plan and it worked. What did that teach you about trust? Number seven, complete this sentence. I don't need to understand everything, but I do need to trust. And then fill in the blank. Let your inner voice finish it. So now let's move to some affirmations and a guided visualization. This one is called I Trust What I Know Without Proof. So you can speak these affirmations aloud. If you can't, just let them resonate into your being. I trust what I know, even when I can't explain it. I honor the whisper that comes before the evidence. I no longer need permission to move in truth. I release the need to understand everything before I act. I feel what is real. I feel what is aligned. My intuition is sacred. My clarity is divine. I don't have to prove my knowing. I just have to honor it. I am safe to trust my inner guidance without delay. Now, let's anchor that with breath and vision. So close your eyes, take another deep breath. See yourself in the middle of a quiet field at dawn. There are no signs, no maps, no voices telling you which way to go. Just the stillness and your own heartbeat. You begin walking not because someone told you to, but because you feel the pull. It's subtle, but certain. It's not shouting, but it's steady. As you walk, you pass other travelers, some with clipboards, maps, and spreadsheets. They stop, confused. They hesitate, trying to decide what makes the most sense. You keep going, because what's guiding you doesn't need explanation. It's not a plan, it's a knowing. You come to a hill, and when you reach the top, everything opens. You see the valley, you see the provision, you see the peace, and you whisper, I didn't understand the path, but I trusted the pull, and the pull never lied to me. Let that knowing settle into your bones. Let your breath become still. And when you open your eyes, carry the truth that doesn't need to be explained. You don't need to know everything. You just need to trust what you already know. You don't have to understand the path before you take the step. You don't need data to validate your direction. You don't need logic to bless your leap. Intellect is a tool. Intuition is your compass. And your soul has never been confused about who you are. So the next time you feel the pull, don't second guess it. Don't ask for 10 signs. Don't wait until it makes sense. Just listen and move. Because when you honor what you know, life will meet you with confirmation, clarity, and more peace than you thought possible. Until the next time, be happy, healthy, be whole, and above all, be rich. Rich in discernment, rich in self-trust, and rich in the kind of knowing that doesn't require proof to move. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's grow together. Head over to happyhealthywholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.